Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno. Today, we're going to hear from Sasha Corbin. She's going to share more information on that brand new Solo Sessions boot camp. It's just launched this week. And at the end of the podcast, listen out, your chance to win a Solo Sessions match ball as well. Sasha, before we start, I've got to admit, it's been an age since we last heard a Netballers.
Netballers.
You better be doing the pose like I was then.
Yeah. Gotta do the pose, hand in the air, flick of the wrist, hey.
Mind you, Betty's gone big time these days on sport on Radio 1, hasn't she?
Literally doing amazing things, just repping hard. It's been so nice to see her just in her element. She's so natural at it, and it's so good to see, yeah.
I suppose the first question I wanted to ask you was, how have you been overall since February?
Oh, It's been interesting. I feel like I genuinely kind of needed the break anyway. After like the initial shock and like really not knowing what was going on, that was a bit of a whirlwind. But once it, you know, a decision had been made that, you know, there's not going to be any netball, it was almost like, okay, right, take this time and just rejuvenate. Like just, you know, become one with yourself again, like understand what's going on, but also really look after yourself in a way that you've never done it before. So I felt that I really did that, and I was so pleased for that time. But then that didn't last very long because then I wanted some more challenges and things to do. And so, you know, I got heavily involved in social media and on TikTok and all these different platforms. And, you know, once that happened, I'm like, I want something else. So I was constantly craving for something to do. And then I kind of got some things together and thought, right, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do it.
I can't tell you the number of times that I've seen the pair of you lob that ball between the balconies. That was
you know,
something that was special. Was that one take?
It was one take. I'm not gonna, no. It was crazy. So we first time Kadeen just got it straight to me. I'm not gonna lie, my one did not get there straight away. but it was so funny because we were speaking. We said, "Listen, we live very close, and we've said, you know, one day we're going to do it." And obviously, as time goes, you just do your thing. You don't ever do it. When we got locked down and we had nothing to do, we couldn't leave our houses, it was like, why don't we do it now? We just gave it a go and just thought, you know what, we're just going to give this a go because I just don't understand why we, you know, we've got this space. We can throw this far. Why not just give it a go? It was crazy. Our neighbours wasn't best pleased, but you know.
A lot of players took to Insta over the time as well, YouTube as well. You, as Solo Sessions, already had something like that up and running, so
yeah,
I'd suggest you maybe had a bit of a start as part of that.
Yeah, like it was good that we had already, started with the videos and, you know, giving people creative ideas as to what to do to train alone. And then when it all kind of happened, I felt like it there was a need to get fresh stuff out there, to get people engaged, to keep loving netball, to just get their hands on it and see if they can try new things, test themselves in ways that they've never had to do it, especially in their homes. Like even I've never done that before. So I just wanted to kind of keep that going and keep the buzz around netball. I just didn't want it to just go, and I wanted to keep active myself. So definitely wanted to share that.
It was important as well because we saw a lot of netballers at the time as well. Fact that you and Kadeen were doing stuff, Yaz Parsons was doing stuff,
and Laura Malcolm,
Claire Maxwell started as well. So it's just about staying connected with everybody.
Oh, listen, the amount of people that have got onto, like, you know, sharing content and sharing things has been fantastic. Like, on, you know, the way that netball's grown, that is a testament of it. Like the fact that we all want to get kind of on it and sharing things and helping the rest of our network community. I think it's been fantastic.
And now you've got the launch of this brand new boot camp.
Ah, can't believe it. I'm only saying that because it's just been so many months and I just didn't know if I was going to get to the end, and just so pleased that it kind of all worked itself out and I was able to put something out there. But yeah, the boot camp, it's a 3-month training program, and all the sessions are like pre-recorded from start to finish with fun visuals and things that you can really get involved with, different things that you've probably never done before, and different sessions. So we're looking at, you know, speed and agility, speed and endurance, wall work sessions, skills, like, you know, plyometrics and landing. We just try to put everything together to make it accessible for people to have a program to follow and not have to worry about what they need to do. It's all there, like even the timers on it, like literally everything. So that's something that I was really excited about because that's something I've always wanted to do but never really had the time to do it. But on top of that is like you get this kind of fully comprehensive like training manual. It's a guide. It has like good practices, like mental fitness, health and fitness information, nutrition. Like it's got an insight into like my life and what I do and my best practices. Having been an elite player for, you know, so many years now, like honestly, it's just been so good. And that is theirs forever. So, you know, it's so cool.
The coach pack as well, is that a separate part?
Yeah, so the coaches pack is slightly different. It is definitely for the coaches. I think during lockdown, it was really upsetting about how many people was kind of trying to get in touch to do stuff with their clubs. And obviously, it was really unlucky that we was unable to go on the road and deliver stuff. So I thought it was like a really good opportunity to just get like my favorite exercises and skills work that's going to basically bring you back from this time, and some brand new things, like just things that you probably would never have done before. Cause you know, I like to keep it creative and different, my own flavor. Yeah. And I find that people tend to enjoy them. So I just wanted to make sure that it's like there. And that, again, there's a comprehensive coach's manual that goes with it, that explains it all. All the videos have voiceover. Like, it's just so cool that I've just been able to do this in this time. My head's in this. I'm so going to do this every day, every day, every day, every day. And then I go to the gym to relax and do more.
Gym to relax.
Honestly, it gave me like some headspace. Like I went to the gym, gave myself a different task, and just now I'm doing things that I've never been able to do in the gym. Like genuinely never been able to do.
Different areas of the countries are still under different restrictions as such. So
yeah.
Is the boot camp tailored towards outdoors?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely adaptable and suitable for like any space. The wall work sessions will need to be on a wall. So if you manage to get a space that's indoors, then of course you can do it indoors. But it's kind of designed for like literally one little bit of the wall. As long as you can hit a wall, you should be able to do the sessions. It's definitely something if you want to just keep ticking over, you want to do fitness in a different way, you want to be challenged in a different way than you've ever been done in netball or even any sport, because it's just hand-eye coordination at the end of the day. It's just that way to kind of keep moving, because I know there is a lot of people at the moment not doing as much as they probably would have because of the restrictions.
The Crazy Catch partnership is going to continue as well, I hope so.
Well, I know there's loads of Crazy Catches ready, and so many people, tag me in their stuff now. It's so amazing to see how well Crazy Catch has even like has done, especially during this time. Like just to have that rebound back to you, especially as a netballer. And you potentially don't have a sibling, or your family's working and doing stuff indoors and you can't do it. I think it's been a great tool for this time. And plus it is crazy. You do get a weird bounce from it. So you do have to react and it gives you that little impetus for that.
Without giving the game away, I do need to kind of ask you whether or not you and Kadena both confirmed your team for next season.
Look at you. So we are confirmed with our team.
And are you happy?
I am happy, 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 happy. And I'll let the team, whoever they are, tell you all.
And in the meantime, if we want to maybe find out a bit more about your amazing boot camp, best place to find out more? Solosessions.com?
Yes, please. Solosessions.com. Follow us on social media at SoloSessionsUK. And yeah, and my own social media as well. I'll be posting about it myself on Sasha_Corbin and YouTube.
Excellent. Can't wait to see what next couple of Instas you've got planned as well. So, Sasha, in the meantime, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always great to speak to Sasha there. Did you join in on the netballers? Right. You can win a Solo Sessions Camo match ball, brand new, just launched. All you need to do, send me the answer to this question. What is the name of Sasha's sister? What is the name of Sasha Corbin's sister? Send me an email, info@thenetballshow.co.uk. And in the meantime, there's more information on the brand new bootcamp from Sasha and Solo Sessions online, solosessions.com.
I just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive. And just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.